A fantastic project in Lavender Hill, Learning in Reach, which is an NPO of people who develop educational centres in the Lavender Hill area. On the line now to tell us more is Leanne Reed from Learning in Reach. Hi, Leanne. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Tell us a little bit about the work that Learning in Reach does.
So Learning in Reach is working specifically in Lavender Hill in early childhood development. We look for solutions to drive impact to change. And obviously Lavender Hill is a notorious gang violent social ill area of Cape Town. So we really have started looking at a whole community approach. We work with 30 ECD centres in the area. And we're looking at how we can assist them to deliver better quality education for early years.
That's fine. Early learning. So tell me a bit about what's happening tomorrow, being the 18th of May.
So in March this year, we were able to take our first step towards opening a model ECD classroom. And it's in a really derelict, underutilized building. It's used for church on the weekends, but the rest of the time it stands empty. So we've gone in and we've started upgrading the building, but we've started the classroom and that's all looking great inside, but now we're starting to look at the outside and how we can upgrade and green the area outside. And so we're teaming up with a group called the Mbembini Dream Foundation, who've been running projects in Delft with children, and they do monthly workshops called imagination workshops aiming at developing children and teaching them the importance of having dreams and how to achieve those dreams. And so now they're on their seventh step of their workshop, and they want to teach the children how to give back. And so they're actually joining us tomorrow, bringing their children to connect with our children, and they'll be helping us to plant gardens and helping us to recycle and make eco bricks and, you know, really just working as a community together to bring change.
And it is also a community and volunteer day. So can others take part, or is it just for the Mbembini Dream project?
Absolutely. So with Children's House of Lavender Hill, we've started a regular monthly volunteer day. And so the Mbembini Dream Foundation is joining us tomorrow, but it's open to anyone who'd like to come and get involved and contribute.
Do parents get involved in this project as well, or is it mainly geared at the kids?
Yes, so Learning in Reach are very much about not giving handouts, but rather looking to engage and work with people for change. And so our principles for the centre that we've opened is that where parents aren't able to contribute financially, they take a physical role in getting involved as a volunteer in the school. So we've had grandparents and parents get involved in building the shelves of the classroom. They've painted, they've fixed the electrical. We've made quite a lot of change inside the building, and they've been a large part of that process. And so when we started the garden as well, we always get the children involved in recycling and cleaning up the area, but also invite parents to get involved and come and contribute to the community development.
Yeah. It's not a one-off event. This is a project that's ongoing. I mean, you mentioned that the Mbembini Dream Project is in its seventh stage now. So they're all different stages that these kids get taken through, correct? And it's,
yes.
And the garden will be sustained by these children or by the school?
So they'll be sustained by the school. So the school is obviously an ongoing project in the community of Lavender Hill, and we engage the parents on an ongoing basis there. And so the gardens, food gardens, would be maintained by the parents of the school that can't necessarily contribute in full for their school fees.
How can listeners get involved in helping the program? Do you have a website, or perhaps funding, or
yes,
tell
so
us what
we.
To do.
Both organizations involved tomorrow have got Facebook pages. Ours is Learning in Reach, that's an IN in the middle. And then the Mbembini Dream Foundation is BDF Trust. And we also have our website, learninginreach.org.za.
Tell us a little bit about the other projects that Learning in Reach does, other than what's happening tomorrow. I know that you run workshops as well.
Yes, so this preschool classroom that we've just set up, or in the process of revamping, is actually really used as kind of a hub for community delivery. So we work with 30 other ECD centres in the area. We partner with organisations for teacher training. They come into our centre to provide workshops and get the teachers upskilled. And we also run a lot of programs with the parents. We do personal finance workshops, protective behaviors workshops. Every week we have parent workshops where we discuss or look at entrepreneurship and bring in partners in that regard, and skills development and all of that. So it's really quite a complex yes. project where we're doing an awful lot. Mm. And one of our big focuses at the moment is on trauma-informed care, where we are looking, or we've been delivering quite intensive training with the teachers so that they understand behavior that the children are bringing out in the classroom actually has a lot of underlying causes, one of them in our particular community being trauma. I mean, the children are faced with trauma on an ongoing basis. I don't think there's a child in Lavender Hill that doesn't, confront gang violence in some level, or domestic violence or bullying. So they're all dealing with things, and we're trying to create an awareness of that with our teachers so that they understand the impact that has on the child and the behavior in the classroom, and where we can remove those blockages so that the child can actually be feeling like they belong and they feel cared for and loved, and then they can actually start learning better. Because we talk about you can't feed a hungry child, but you also can't feed a traumatized child.
Absolutely true. Thank you so much, Leanne Reed from Learning in Reach. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.